Welcome back to Honestly Tipsy Season 2, where honestly tipsy girls give you honestly tipsy opinions. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Karen.
Hey, girl.
I'm so excited.
And we have video.
We have video, finally. Yeah. This is exciting. A new way for people to see us.
We're not sure if we should look at the camera, if we should not look at the camera.
We're still trying to figure
it
out.
So, it's been a long work day.
You can't tell if you look at
Well, I mean, I did it this morning. It's late now, but oh my gosh, I hope you all missed us. We missed you.
We did. We missed you a lot, and we are excited to be back with all new anecdotes about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, and well, we do that. We drink wine.
We drink wine, and today, for those of you out there, you can't really see it if the light's on it. Anyhow, for those of you that couldn't read that for some reason, today we are drinking a nice white wine from France.
Yeah.
This is called Picpoul de Pinette. That is the appellation where the Picpoul grape is grown. It's in the south of France. It's a low alcohol. It's 13%, but a nice crispy white to kick off our second season, first episode.
Woo! Really good. It's actually very tasty.
It is. So... anyhow, we thank you for joining us, and hopefully you're drinking a nice wine right along with us.
So now, we were only gone a couple months because we really missed you and we wanted to get started.
Yeah.
What did we miss in this last...
What did we miss?
there's just a lot going on the last few months, so... Yeah.
In the world, you know, just a reminder to everybody who may be new to listening to us, we don't do politics, we don't do religion. Mm-hmm. We do understand that the world is in a bit of a tricky wicket. And so...
a tricky wicket? What is that?
I don't know. I got that from somewhere. And, but yeah, I feel like that's kind of a good description.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we prevail and we want to make you laugh, so hopefully we get drunk real soon.
Chances are pretty good. We've got a lot of wine.
Cheers.
Cheers. Trinquet. You know that's French.
Oh, trinquet.
Which means to clink glasses. How was your time off?
Good. I just have got back from a girls' weekend. That was fun. We relaxed. We drank. We did puzzles.
Where did you go?
Yakima. And it was beautiful.
I love it. Weather was good?
Yeah. It was crisp. It was wonderfully crisp.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, but we really stayed in this house, and it was okay. Like, I will say the only thing that bugged us about the house is they had bugs. Like, not like bed bugs.
Sounds fabulous.
Such a nice place. No, but, like, you walk in, and there was, like, dead flies, like, at a couple places.
So real clean.
Well, that's what I said. I go, well, like, if they didn't vacuum those, like, and then there was these little beetles. That's the bugs. Like... they're little black beetles.
Oh, I don't like those. Were they dead too?
No, like some were alive. We just, Kim, shout out to Shrim, my Kim. She and I were like catching bugs.
Hey, Shrim.
We were roomies. Yeah, so it was really fun. We had a good time though.
Oh, well, it does sound like fun. You know, in August, I had my birthday and, of course, our wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And we went to Ellensburg, which seems, you know, like a birthday trip, but it's just far enough away. I felt like we got away, but not so far that we couldn't just do it in a weekend and feel good.
Right.
So much fun.
I know. I think we talked about it on our podcast.
Did we? It's been a while ago. I don't remember.
Actually, well, considering that we were trying to come up with a time to meet today, we were not completely ready.
Seven?
I don't know. Anyway.
And then it was five.
I was like, God, we're crazy.
It's okay.
So, like, other than that, that's the recap. Kids are good. Cat is still upstairs making sounds or a ghost, and we good.
Yeah, we're still alive, still kicking, and here we are. So.
Yeah.
Now, I have had, I will say this, leading into one of our topics here, is over the last few weeks, a couple years ago, I will say, little backstory, we bought had to buy a new washer. Mm-hmm. So Ryan found online, like, the washer, dryer, combo, LG, smart machine. Hate it. Literally, like, hate it. Can't tell you how much I hate it. Sorry, LG. Sucks. Fucking sucks. So, anyhow, so we get this machine, and it's, overall, it's been fine. It's had a few hiccups along the way, but it suffice.
Yeah.
And so a couple weeks ago now, It stopped like draining the water. And I called LG, the company, and was like, hey, can you help me fix it? And I did all the troubleshooting. And of course, LG was like, well, you're going to have to call someone. Sounds like it's the pump, and you're going to have to call someone to come fix it. So LG, they just honestly, the customer service was shit because they didn't, like, I said, well, can I just buy the part and fix it myself? And they were like, nope, the technician has to buy it. That seems ridiculous. Why? Because it's not under warranty anymore. Why can't I just do it? But nevertheless, here we are. So I call.
People burning their house down.
Well, but it's not like if it's not under warranty anymore, what does it matter how I. A little problem over there. And so anyhow, nevertheless, I didn't have to, I didn't have to get the part. We have a local guy who comes out and does this, and his name is Bob. And I got to say, Bob, amazing, absolutely amazing. But this leads me to my question.
Okay.
When somebody comes over to fix something of yours, an appliance of some sort, do you stand around and creepishly watch over them while they fix it? Or do you leave? Do you stay and try to make small chit-chat and act like you're not really there?
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm a weirdo. I hate people at my house.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean, we try, but... But, it's hard. I don't know.
Well, the more I was outside with him while he was working on the washer.
Yeah.
And I tried to make...
Because we talked about weird talk.
Yeah,
because we were texting.
So I tried to make small chit-chat, but I tend to overthink in the moment, which then causes me to stick my foot right in my mouth. And so I start, making random chit-chat about, like, oh, well, it's sure blowing outside, isn't it? Or I'm coughing, and I'm like, I'm not sick, I swear.
I don't have COVID. I swallowed my spit.
I promise I'm not sick. Excuse me. Yeah. And as I'm coughing. And so the more I started thinking about it, the funnier it got to me.
Yeah.
And so then I start, remember Dastardly the dog? The, like... The cartoon dog that every time it would do a trick, it would put its little paw up to its mouth and go, hee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I start laughing like Dastardly the dog, because now I'm in my head and I'm thinking about this, but I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm cracking myself up, and I realize I'm now in the garage standing behind him, and I'm going,
just laughing.
Like, I'm laughing and my shoulders are up and down, but I'm trying to not laugh, and he doesn't know why I'm laughing.
Right.
So now I have to make some weird excuse to try to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, excuse me, I've got to go cough. I'll be back in just a second. But then I come in the house and I'm dying laughing. Like,
yeah.
I'm in the, and so it's just, the whole thing became a big shit show in my head. And
yeah, and nothing is happening. He's like, I don't know what's happening. Meanwhile, we're texting and
I was texting you. God. I was texting Ryan. Ryan, he just kept responding with, what's wrong with you? You're a freak.
I was giving you constructive stuff.
You were.
Let's see. What was
were.
I was like, then do I
offer him coffee? I did offer him coffee.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Like I would see offering something. What did I say?
But I'm sure it sounded like I was going to poison him at that point. So he goes, no, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, I was like, been in the game. I had all kinds of weird stuff. I said, or start making small weird talk. And she was like, I did do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I was like, oh, so do you like sports ball type games? Yeah, that was a good one.
I have magical beans in the house.
Oh my God. It really feels like at one point you were just trying to get him to come in the house, and he's like, I'm gonna die.
It gets worse, and I'm so bad. Once I'm in the rabbit hole, I'm gone. That's it. I can't get out of it, and my head logically knows I need to shut
up. You're like,
up.
Just stop.
But I can't. I physically am unable to stop the words from coming out of my mouth, no matter what. And I lost it. And so by the time he came back into the house to tell me he had actually fixed the washer.
Yay!
I was in tears laughing. And he has no idea why, his poor guy. And oh my God. So I wonder, how does everybody else react? Do they Do they watch over the person?
I don't know, because I'm trying to think if we've ever had anybody at the house.
To fix any kind
not,
of...
Yeah, not yet, but we need a roof. We need a roof. Can anyone spot me a roof?
Jesus. Spot me a roof.
Crazy. Crazy-ass roof pricing.
Hashtag GoFundMe.
Oh, my God. Hashtag there's water in my living room. No, there's not. I'm joking. But I'm like, no, it's scary because I'm wondering when that's going to happen.
Is it leaking?
No, but I can tell, like, something is going on. Something's going on. I don't know. We're going to see.
Is it a ghost?
No.
Why were you so close to saying yes just now?
No. But no, I get it. Like, no, I don't know. I would be weird. I think I stand with people. Like, well, because our neighbor will come over and when he's doing stuff. I mean, maybe that seems more normal where you're, like, hanging out, but... I tend to, like, talk weird, like, say weird things. I mean, I do that when I'm leaving messages.
I do that, too. Do you talk too long?
Yeah, and then I'll forget if I've, like, you know, you're like, hi, I'm Stacey, blah, 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 da-da-da, this is my number, da-da-da, this is what I'm calling.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my number again is da-da-da-da, and I really need to talk to you. And, like, it's just sometimes you're like, this person's never calling you back.
If they can help it.
They're not.
Did you ever
you.
See the movie Office Space?
Yes.
So, the boss in Office Space, remember when he would walk out to the employees and be like, if you could come in on Saturday, that would be great. And I noticed that I had mimicked it so much after watching the movie that at my old job, I would type emails and say, so if you could call me back at your earliest convenience, that would be great.
And people are like, all right.
I realized it. Well, like, I had been sending that email out a lot longer than I should admit to before I realized what it was that I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
You're like, I can't even.
Yeah, no.
So, I don't know. What about you guys? What do you, like, do you stay with the people? Do you let them be kind of free range?
Yeah. Free range chickens. I don't like to let people in. Like, I'm uncomfortable. So, I'm instantly put on the defensive. So, yeah, it's weird. But I could not stop laughing about it this morning, and the guy was so nice, and he was wonderful, and he fixed it lickety split, but I was the creepy one.
I love it.
This poor guy. I was like, am I your first stop today? Yes, you are.
Yes,
ma'am.
You are. And are you going to be my last?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure he was headed home at that point.
Tip.
So
don't be a serial killer.
I'm sure he was glad the garage door stayed open so he could make a quick run for it if he needed to.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it was real creepy on your end.
On my end, yeah. It usually is.
Yeah, I think I might call him to see about coming and looking at the dryer.
You
and
should.
Then I'll decide.
Anybody local, if you need somebody to fix something, call Bill B. and Sons. Fabulous shout out. Bob is amazing. He came highly recommended.
Yep.
And I can say that he is as good as they said he was.
I feel like maybe he did some work on something for me when I lived in the old, in the Aberdeen house.
Probably, yeah. Anyway, he's been around a while, so.
But yeah. Well, I do have an actual Just the Tip.
Oh,
I was
excellent.
Being serious. It was hard to find something because, I don't know, I should have been more prepared. So, I found this, and I think it's interesting. So, fuck you if you don't. Okay. People are more creative in the shower. I love you. They're more creative in the shower. When you take a warm shower, we experience an increased dopamine flow.
Really?
That makes us more creative. It makes sense. I think this is a good one because if you stop and think about it, I get creative in the shower. I make up songs. I think of things.
Do you?
Yeah. I think of things.
I feel like I've never... maybe this isn't a really good thing to admit. I don't think I've ever come up with a good
idea.
A good shower idea. I'm like, did I get
up
my
with
ass cracked?
In the shower, that was a good idea.
I have you drank in the shower before?
Yeah.
Not bathtub, but like shower.
Well, and bathtub.
Right.
But yes.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, you put your little drink up, poo up there, you're like shampooing, you're like, ooh, time for a drink.
My drinky poo.
Given Saturday.
Cheers to drink it in the shower.
Yeah,
hello.
That was my Just the Tip.
I love it. Well, that's good to know. Now I'm going to just take a shower and think of you and whether I come up with a good idea,
ooh,
I guess.
I like it. And I want to do a shout out. We have some really cool stuff behind us. We have a lot of good friends that have supported our habit of liking Friends over the years.
Yes.
And we have Jack in the Box purse.
Because we love Jack in the Box tacos.
They're so cute.
Shout out. They have the best tacos.
They do. We had some before we started this.
Yeah. We're really getting our studio to kind of come together. So it's been fun for the last couple months.
Yes.
Pulling it together and making it more user friendly.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, well, speaking of earlier customer service stuff, while we were on art break, I don't know about you, but I've had a bit of run-ins with some customer service. I feel like customer service just sucks these days.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. People just seem angry. They seem bothered by your even asking them for help.
Yeah.
Like, recently.
It's everything against the grain of how I live my life.
Yes, yeah. I do not, you know, it's always kill them with kindness, kill them with kindness.
Yes.
That's how I was raised in the working world. Greet them with a smile. Say hello.
And granted, learn their names. Some people are assholes, and we get it, but, like, also, I mean, it's not like we're all perfect, right?
Right, exactly.
But, like, when you're dealing with those difficult people, yeah. I find it's easier to just be nice to them or, you know, be nice to them to a point, right? If they just keep coming at you, then start matching their energy.
Absolutely.
I think we've talked about matching energy. Maybe
yeah,
not.
Absolutely.
I don't know. We get drunk a lot. But I feel like you just have to come at them in that approach.
Yeah.
And some people, and the worst is telephone. Well, I don't know if the worst, but it's pretty bad on the phone. I was telling you, like, there's a service that we have to have where I live.
You live in BFE.
Right. I live in the woods. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, don't find me. No, right. I live in the woods, and we have to have this one particular provider for watching television and also internet. And it sucks. It's like the worst. It doesn't even give you enough. So, yeah. I notice, and it's two separate bills, so it's a little interesting. So, I noticed that, like, the internet popped up from about 70 to 116. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
No, it's a lot. And I get it.
That's more than double.
Well, okay, I had a promotion on it, you know, whatever, one of those little promotions, and the plan had gone up again. So then they said, well, if we drop you a level, lose 12 channels, and then you'll save $12. And I'm like, that's still not
close. $1 a channel?
Yeah. I was like, that's still not close. That's fast math. it's still not close to the 70.
I'm only one bottle into it.
And I'm like, for frick's sake. So I basically am like, so what else can you do for me? And she's like, man, nothing. I mean, nothing. She literally was like, that's the lowest package you can go. And this is how much. And it costs $105. The lowest package is 100. And I was like, okay, well, this is stupid. So I go, well, when's my contract up? That's what I was being really nice to her, not mean. And she's like, oh, let me get you over to our other guy. We can't afford to lose you.
Suddenly they can make all these deals.
And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, well, at least it was nice because then I get to the other guy and he does. He's like, yeah, let's drop you. If you don't use those 12 channels, we'll drop you down to the 105. And then, I don't know, he's going off. And then he's like, here's a promotion, and got me back down to like 70 some bucks with tax. I'm like, okay, well, doable, whatever. But prior to that encounter, this one company, CenturyLink, did not give a shit and didn't want to retain my business. In fact, my friend Sarah.
Like, side note, for those of you out there, you should know that we try to change the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
But clearly we suck at that because we'll give you the name.
We'll tell you right away. So she's looking at me like, man, that bitch does not want to help you. And I'm like, I know, right? Yeah. I mean, it was so bad. And then she proceeded to continuously tell me how to check my email and that I probably wasn't looking right and that I should look in all the folders and if I'm on my phone
talking to you as though you're either 90 and have never used a computer or you're 5 and have never used a computer.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and I finally start, I'm like, lady, I've been on hold for 30 minutes waiting for you fucking bitch ass to get on the phone.
Right.
Now you're telling me how to check my email. I don't fucking give a shit. So I was pretty mad about it. And then I was
rightfully like, so.
But I wasn't cussing or being mean to her yet. No, I didn't. I was nice-ish. But I told her, I said, you know, I'm really going to need you to stop wasting my time. Because the situation had been my debit, I re-upped my new debit card. You know how your debit card expires and then right. you're like, oh, yeah. Well, I thought my bank account was linked. I mean, for 3 years, I've auto pay, right. direct deposit. I don't know.
But they were just taking it out of your account versus off your debit
card. I noticed that I was like, wait a second. It's been like 2 months. I haven't seen anything come out for this. So then I looked and there was a balance. And I was like, oh. And then I called them and they're like, oh, well, it's attached to your debit, not your other card. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, well, here it is. I was like, well, 3 years I've been a customer with you guys. Never missed a payment. Always on auto pay. I'm like, okay, well, can you just reverse those charges? There was two late fees at this point. Two late fees, and then we'll just carry on with the world. Here's my card, my new card number, all the shit. Ma'am, we can only reverse one. And I said, okay, well.
Did you just call me ma'am, first of all?
I know. I'm like, I'm gonna need to talk to somebody else because I'm willing to continue with this. And I was just a shit show.
Yeah.
Get this dick face on the phone. And, like, I could tell he was trying to be professional, but I was telling him, I kept telling him, like, you work for a terrible corporation. It's a horrible company. If your guys' hands are tied by a loyal customer, you have no loyalty programs, you have nothing. And I'm like, I'm not the type of person who's like, okay, every 3 months they're about to turn me off because I'm 3 months behind. Well, nothing
they,
like that.
Did you have any service interrupted?
No.
So, like, your service just kept going.
And to be fair, I did find the fucking email later, but you're a fucking bitch for acting like I didn't, because I just was like, you get a lot of emails in a day. And I'm like, I didn't get the email.
To be fair,
2 months ago.
It did come in.
It did get the
but
email.
Fuck her. She but doesn't need to know her. That.
I hope you're not a listener. I hope you remember me.
I hope you are a listener and you heard this shit, bitch.
Because you a bitch.
Comma, bitch.
Yeah. But so, like, it was such an opposite. Like, the one company really. So, I guess I should shout them out. Well, who's my. I don't know who my. DirecTV. And I kind of. They're fine. Anyway.
They were but really good to you.
They were really good. Yes. They wanted to maintain that loyalty for me as a customer. And I just thought that was so nice. And it made me feel good.
Yeah.
I was expecting
That's
another
the way
battle.
It should be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why it's been so awful lately with, like, I feel like we now just expect bad customer service. And when we get good service, it's, holy Lord, it's just shocking.
Yeah.
I had my phone go tits up on me a couple weeks ago, and long story short was the Play Store decided I needed to have a password for some reason. I don't know. Anyhow, instead of doing the password, I did the biometrics, just the thumbprint. And then apparently 3 days later, if you do the thumbprint, then you have to log in with your password, which makes no fucking sense to me, because why did I do the thumbprint in the first place? That's more secure than a password.
Yeah.
But anyhow, because I had never set up a password, I didn't have one. And so ultimately, long story short, like, I called Verizon, they couldn't help me. I go to where we got the phone, which was Xfinity, and literally had this guy that just kept saying to me, much like your lady, this guy kept saying to me, well, what's your password? I don't know what it is. That's the problem.
Why would
is
I be here?
I didn't set up a password. And he goes, well, it can be just 111. Well, maybe it could be. But
Why
I don't
you
know.
Try it?
Yeah.
Did they try it?
I don't even know if he tried. He after about the third or fourth time of asking me and or telling me that I had to set up a password, I said, if I had the fucking password, I would have entered the fucking password,
right.
And I wouldn't be here, would I? And God bless my husband standing next to me, like, oh no.
You woke the bear.
But, I mean, why? I told you why I am there. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
I just need you to reset my phone. I know I'm going to lose shit. It's fine. I'll fix it. But reset. And man, and when he got done, he just handed me my phone back. He didn't say anything. He didn't go, okay, well, we got you all fixed. There you go. He just handed it back and stared at me. And I was like, are we done? And he goes, yeah, we're done. Like, goose from. Yeah.
No.
Oh, and I mean, yeah. On that note, I do believe we are at the tipping point of our first episode on season 2.
Oh my God, we did it!
We did it!
Well, you know how much I hate stores, so woo! Please look forward to another, customer service story in the future.
Yeah.
And
In the meantime, remember, you can find us now on YouTube. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our email, which is honestlytipsy@gmail.com.
Yeah. Don't email us.
I
don't know how to check.
We have an email, which we did try to check.
We do.
And we realize nobody emails us.
We're trying to figure out a Facebook situation. Because we have a page, we want it to be a different type, right?
Yeah, we're just going to set it up differently.
We're just trying to learn.
In the meantime,
stuff.
You know, that's where you can find us, so all is well. But, you know, for Honestly Tipsy, I'm Karen.
And I'm Stacey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.